When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, this is Ryan Fraser.
This is Troy Deeney.
This is Gus Boyett.
This is Don Hutchison.
This is Jürgen Klopp, and you're listening to The Big Interview with Graham Hunter.
Thank you, Jürgen. I travel to all these interviews from Barcelona, and our socios, our beloved members, keep us on the road. This independent podcast wouldn't happen without them. Please go to patreon.com/Graham Hunter right now to join us, to become a socio, and to get every interview we produce without adverts and before it goes out on the main feed, plus lots of bonus content, including the chance to put questions to our guests and to me via the monthly Q&A. So do please go to patreon.com/Graham Hunter and join the club and get your family and friends to do so. Maybe even strangers in the street. Love you.
Welcome back to what we've decided to call part two of the big interview with Paulo Sousa. Paulo won back-to-back Champions League with different teams in the 90s. First Juventus, where I had joined Tommy Burns, Celtic manager then, in watching Paulo train under 17 miserable layers of clothing in the cruel, damp, grey Turin winter. But then Dortmund, where eventually he'd face his old club, Juve, in the Champions League final. Paulo was an extraordinary footballer. And I think he remains a fascinating thinker and coach, an extraordinary guest. This constitutes one of my favourite interviews. I left Paulo with that magical feeling that this game, football, that we love, can still give me, and hopefully all of you, a buzz like nothing else. You're with The Big Interview. Enjoy. And if you do, tell friends, tell neighbours, tell people you don't like, tell people in the street. Go tell everyone. The natural question, Paulo, is that for somebody who prepared all his life so well in every aspect, whether it be physical or mental or technical, I've heard you talking about the complete change that you found when you moved to Juve.
Yeah.
What were those? So I was lucky enough to go there and speak to Lippi, to Ventroni, also Serie A, at that stage particularly, was the strongest football in the world,
yeah,
by a distance, by miles. Italy has always taken football differently from you, seriously, in a different way. Like, it's a matter of life and death, of state importance. You took it seriously in Portugal, because of love of the game and intensity about I must be the best I can be. And but there, I don't even know how to describe how the Italians think about conceding a goal is a crime, a tragedy. Summarize some of the differences you found when you moved to that Lippi environment in Turin.
That process, it helped me a lot to be what I am today on the football as well, because I develop one part of myself. Really stuck because I was always a very shy boy, and Italy, he pushed me, on my communication, he exposed me, and because I think they recognize intelligence,
yeah,
on football, for that they want to know it, what's going on in my head, because I only express on the pitch about that. And Marcelo and some teammates, special Gianluca Vialli, like we spoke, it always ask what I think about the training sessions, the opponents, the games. Always,
what is my ask your opinion?
Yes, my opinion. And this it make me have to develop my process of thinking,
mm-hmm,
more accurate, where I can express better, mm-hmm, also myself. about all these things. But
you don't just mean in Italian, you mean in character, in maturity, in losing shyness, everything.
Everything. Yeah. It make me, you know, this being exposed, it make me better communicate with people.
Yeah.
And of course, he give me also the chance to develop a process of understanding the game better. But before, and this is something I realize, being shy, he give me the chance to develop also a better observation on the others, on the environment. He helped me also on the process of to learn others, only with the highest body language, what you understand?
Yes.
And all this, and then when I arrived to Italy, because Italy, it's of course everything, mainly it's tactical, studying the opponents, you know, make decisions strategically, working hours and hours on the pitch about positional distance, the way you need to have your body, some individual concepts, body shapes, and so on. And this, it make me grow a lot, to understand and to realize also myself things I'm doing natural, why I'm doing, and what I can develop with all this type of information.
Because you have a schedule and Prodomo has a plane to catch, I could talk to you for days about Juve, but let me pick. I told you pre-recording about, maybe I want to know, I think you've explained some of it already, but I was fortunate to go twice to Juventus to study, once with the Celtic manager, Tommy Burns, and Lippi, because the Celtic manager was there, and Lippi remembered Tommy playing for Celtic against Juventus in 80, he showed him a lot of respect. So during a training session, and you know what it's like near the Po in January of 95, let's not be mean, but it's grey, it's cold, the moisture, the damp gets in your bones. And Lippi was in the middle of a training session. He came to sit next to us with Daniele Boaglia, who we both know. And Boaglia was doing the translation. And maybe in those days, I don't know, maybe Luca was already very famous, or Ravanelli always looked special because of the razor-cut grey hair, or Peruzzi was, in that stage, maybe the best goalkeeper in the world, genius also, and this one, blah, blah, blah. But he was talking about personalities, Lippi. He pointed to you. So this is a compliment, but maybe at the time a backhanded compliment. I think you were wearing a chandala tracksuit and a cagoule, and maybe even an overcoat and gloves. And I think maybe I'm lying, two hats. And Lippi went, look at them. Look at his body, his shape. He looks miserable. He doesn't want to be here. In training, he'll never score a goal. And then his face changed and he went, Sunday? 9 out of 10, watching, boss, control. Monday again, like this, and he did this. So I don't think he was being rude. There was admiration and marvel in his voice. I think as he was discovering you, so for example, your personality or your physique or your looks compared to Luca, who takes everything in life like a lion or whatever, everybody's different. But there was admiration in his voice. Do you recognize his description?
I could recognize, yes, because it was, look, for me, it was a big impact when I arrived to Italy. On sessions, training sessions, I remember the first pre-season, after 2 days, I looked to me in the mirror and I said, I could not handle anymore. How I can go to the training? I could not move. Pain everywhere in my body. You know, and for me, in that time, it's a football. It's not like that. It's not muscles. It's not, for me, it was completely different. But okay, I went to the best league in the world in that time. Like you express yourself with the best players around. You know it, and I say, okay, I need to be strong. And I ask to Gianluca, but Gianluca, how it's possible? These kind of things. Your body then will be coming, adapt. You will adapt. Come. But I was always very difficult, you know, at difficult moments for me, because I could not step in on the pitch. I feel it really, you know, legs heavy, painful all the time. And how I can play football like that? For me, it was also a big impact and a change. But also winter time. Winter time, I come for like a Portugal, you know, we have winter in that time with some rain, and but that cold, I never expected.
And damp cold.
Damp, completely. And for me, you know, it's like, it's, wow, it's how I can express myself, how we can training. But yes, everything was part of my process of learning and growing on that, because for me it's like to be on the pitch and but feel to be in the street where I can enjoy playing with my teammates to do that, and the adrenaline for the games, mm-hmm. And what I said it before, the training, sometimes it looks I was not there or I could not be there, but I'm always very focused in all Marcelo is saying to me, my teammates, regarding my teammates, like what they are used to do it, what type of characteristics they have, how I can help them, how I can help me to make the best decisions to them. And, you know, it's... ask them also, special on the back, to have some feedbacks with me, to have a good communication with me. Also, I made it, for example, special, and we mentioned Ravanelli. Mm-hmm. With Ravanelli, with Torricelli, I pass with them hours and hours to help them to develop their technical skills.
Yes,
hours,
because both of them were physical beasts.
Hours and hours.
For them, the training, the Ventroni training is perfect. But the development of the football skills, that's... Yes.
And I was there with them for
discussing
this, and playing. And help them, you know, to control, passing time with them, also with them.
Already,
lots,
already a mini coach.
Yeah. Not more than a mini coach, of course, it's something I love to do it. I always, you know, I could pass on the pitch hours. Hours, but doing, expressing that love I was having with the football.
For you, that's the equivalent of what I'm doing now. Because, listen, if I had your talent, I would spend it on the pitch doing that too. Because I don't, this is my equivalent. This is like, you know, my head is just full of joy. Time will beat us. So we have lovely sponsors who support us, Bet365. And they said, they've asked a lot of questions about back-to-back Champions League. Maybe because we've talked so much about technique and the brain and science, maybe some emotions now. How would you compare that? Because in that meeting we went, Marcello, the privilege I felt, he sat down at the lunch table, which was a bit in the Comunale, the cafe for
yes,
it was really bare, really yes. Basic. But he had a little whiteboard and some magnets, and he said, this is how we will beat Madrid in March, because and then the Champions League has bigger gaps. And he said, and he talked about the lust, the need for Juventus to conquer Europe again. So that's one thing, and eventually you do. Then the knee problem, Juventus don't deal with you well. They underestimate you. Mm-hmm. So you go to Dortmund. You work with a brilliant coach in Hitzfeld for you and the clubs. How do you compare the two experiences of winning the Champions League? The what it meant to you in the moment, the actual, also, I mean, the physical feeling of being handed the trophy and lifting it or hugging it. Tell me about those things.
No, lifting is, you know, you have 1 year of hard working, you know, competing with top teams, and, you know, in the end of one season, where in that moment, all the focus, it was on that final, because in that time you have 1 week, all journalists, photographers around you.
Sorry,
for 1 week, yes. They're focused on that game. You feel it, you know it, that anxiety, you know, to play the final and to get, you know it, winning, because in history you're remaining only the ones they win. For that you feel, you know it, the weight. Yeah, on all season in that moment, also to deliver and to win, but there was completely different. Of course, Juventus. When I arrived to Juventus, Juventus don't win a league for 9 years.
Yes,
and I get a big impact straight away. I was voted being
by the players,
by the players, by the coaches, by the journalists. You know, it's being the most important figure in the
in March. The distance from Parma, effectively, the league was won by March. Incredible.
Exactly. And, you know, and everything what they have been building, also mentally, the focus to becoming a winner team, not for that season, but for the next seasons. You know, like a huge, important cycle of winnings. It's you feel it in the air, in the daily basis, with... directors, the president, the coach, and involve the players, and then all this energy passing to the fans. You know it, waiting for that, and then second year you have the focus of the Champions League, for everything what happens in the past, something the way we are playing, you know it's very enthusiastic, great wins. And yes, you're right, the four finals against Madrid was, in my opinion, one of the most difficult events for us, you know, to achieve that the final. First match, it was really, really hard and difficult. It was, the stadium it impressed me more, mostly.
Bernabeu.
Yes, Bernabeu. I feel it very small. I have two moments of anxiety and really nervous to play the game. One, it was that one, and the other one, it was the final Dortmund Juventus, and I later I pass it to explain to you. But then in that time, you know, it with Juventus, arrived to the final with Ajax. In that, it passed 4 or 5 years. You know, it's on outstanding performance.
It was a phenomenal team.
It's unbelievable.
They were the holders, I think.
Yes, yes. 2 years working. 1 week focus on that game, and then the day of the game, again, you know, it, tactically, how it represents that, you know, it's very focused in everything what we need to do it, but very confidence also as well, mm-hmm. as a team, because this it was all the process, you know, this is something we want, this is, and we build it up, you know, it, and we make sure everything happens, mm-hmm. and it happens, and you can feel the last part of the game. It was, you know, it's some we wanted, mm-hmm. and we have a good number of opportunities to finish the match without to
Before
go to
penalties.
The penalties.
Yeah.
But also in the penalties, we feel a great energy. We feel
Seriously.
It's this is the moment, because this it was built not in that moment, not in that day. It was built during, you know, it 2 years of a winning mentality. Understand? Interact between us. And it was amazing.
Before the rest of this big interview, I'd like to tell you that our entire archive of audio and video content is now on our new YouTube channel. We've begun filming all of our interviews, and there are already loads of clips with guests, including Rio Ferdinand, Connor Cody, Brendan Rodgers and Jamie Carragher, plus full interviews for you to watch and to share. Please do share with friends. Go to YouTube and search Graham Hunter, or click on the link in the show notes to this episode and become a subscriber. I honestly think you'll enjoy it. Thanks.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I get also a funny story in the end, because me and Danny Blin, we need to hint to the doping, and we was completely out. We was more than 3 hours drinking beers, looking to each other.
When?
How it's possible, how it's possible. With him probably...
Sad.
Sad, yeah, but okay, but I want to go to get party. I want to enjoy myself. I want to express all my the emotions, because after all this that time, you want to put it out, the release, exactly. Yeah. And it was after that. It was like that. It was amazing with Dortmund. All the weight of the emotions to leave Juventus, because feeling they don't want to relate in me in the future for my knee or whatever they have it in mind. They express straight away after that match, and when I went in the Euro 96, started to receive messages to have lots of.
They didn't treat you with respect, in my opinion. They didn't. They're a hard-minded club.
Yes,
which can be part of being a winner club.
Yes, yes, yes.
They didn't
yes.
treat you with enough respect. Also, Zidane was coming in, and
especially what everything I give made to them, because I made 1 year with a knee injury, because my knee injury started 2 months before the first year. Finalize with swelling and so on and special. Then I don't have a good holidays, because I need to get to the doctors to treat me.
So you don't regenerate mentally and relax.
Yeah. It was easy, and then all the season, with therapies, very invasive therapies in my knees, to be involved on the game. To help them, to support them.
To score against Nantes in the semi-final.
Exactly. It's
But they didn't repeat. You sacrificed a lot for them.
Yes.
And for me, a little bit went like this.
And emotionally, it cost me a lot.
Yeah.
But straight away, it was in my moment, okay, I still have 1 year. I could stay here.
Yeah.
Get to operate and stay here. But I said, okay, I understand. I will go to take one decision. I will leave it. And for all the clubs, they are interesting me. Two of them, I was a little bit more focused on them. It was Arsenal and Borussia Dortmund. Borussia Dortmund, I compete against them the previous years
in
the four finals and semifinals, Champions League and the Europa League. And I find out all my analysis of the team, it was, I could make a big impact on this. And we was honest when we arrived to them, saying we have a problem on this and my knee. I don't know what's going on, what it could be. Because I pass a good number of time. I went to 9 doctors. Because most of them, they said to me, you are finished. It's better to stop it. And all these things in my mind, I have all my life, to enjoy playing football. I can't stop. Mm. And finally, I find out to one doctor, he gave me some more motivation. It was in Paris, Professor Sayen. Said to me, okay, after the operation, you have minimum around 6 months. But I was so focused in that competition of Champions League, because when I arrived to Dortmund, the way I present myself in press conference, it was like a big impact in all the most of journalists. I remember quite well to see it, because I have this still this memory, And I said, I come here to win the Champions League. Some guys from the cameras, he come like...
Put their head, what's he talking about?
What he's talking about, you know, it's, and this
but
is,
you meant it, there. It was coming from inside.
When I took that decision to go to Dortmund...
That was the reason.
This was the reason. This is what the reason. And I show and I make sure in the daily basis, also in my recovery process of my knee, with all my teammates there, showing it's there.
We go there.
We achieve that.
I suppose because Kohler was the...
Kohler.
I mean...
For me, the best stopper.
What a player. And you look across your team, one of our guys that we haven't time, Robert, I'm sorry to ask about Paul Lambert. Liam, we are talking about your question, but you played four key games in that Champions League. Yeah. Then, and I believe that outside your dressing room, your training ground, maybe also outside the mind of a privileged coach in Hitzfeld, maybe not many people thought that your side could beat Lippi's side. In the end, not just the scoreline, but the manner in which you frustrated Juventus, you confused them. They weren't ready for either your tactics, how you scored the goals. Okay, the last one is famous because of the manner of the goal, but it was an extraordinary athletic and tactical performance. Strategically, it was extraordinary, I think.
Yes. The first 20 minutes, Juventus, he put us in some troubles because they have lots of quality. Yeah. The two strikers they signed the years previous, you know, with Boxic and Vieri, amazing, with Zinedine, with Del Piero on the bench. It's, you know, it's, we're talking about another level. But yes, this is something, and this I go back for what I said before, that week before the match, mm-hmm. Dortmund, you don't realize how bad the decisions it was to push me on the press, because it's naturally, because I won.
He's the guy I won the last year
when Juventus and then we go to play against. But it was, you know, it also the Italians, they tried to push me, you know, to confuse me, to put me under pressure all the time. And they used that. Only in the day of the match I could, you know, it raise that
mindfulness,
the focus on my task, visualizations, what's going on, to make, you know, good decisions on the pitch, but also communicate always well, because in that time, in that week, if it was the week I remember, you know, more under pressure, and I could not realize, I could not deliver, you know, being, guys, we got to win, we got to focus on that, we in the final with our argues, we could win. This is why I made it all the season with them. And yes, we started with some difficulty, and a certain point, with all the game plan we have, I made a decision in the pitch, saying to Paul Lambert, you take Zinedine, you need to focus on him, close, he cannot...
Give him a little more time.
He can have time, you know, to build it up. The rest of the middle, it's I care. Don't focus on him.
Me.
Focus on him. I will do it all the rest with all my communication and so on. It was the moment to also it change. It have a big impact on that. But Otmar Hitzfeld, it was a coach I cannot forget in the way he interact with the players, especially with a number of players, in relating responsibility, also in the strategic decisions. We have a big impact on the dressing room and on the game. Without losing his leadership, it was very smart and really intelligent in the things how interact. But also, if I need to express myself, the best skills they have, intuition. Mm. In the most of the games, all these decisions, the right time, the right people, right players, make a big impact. Mm. The same with Ricken. The third goal, you know, it was something amazing. But on the game, the players, they leaving that moment, they need to make decisions. And it was always on that stage. I never put out, you know, decisions I would like to. I see it's the right ones to to be done, and this is one of the right ones, and you get the right impact on that. The best part is to have the recognitions for others, not from yours, but from the others, and to have a big number of Juventus fans recognize the impact I have in that team, the change, singing my name after the game. You know,
wow.
It was something I could not forget. You have twice. This one, it was in San Siro against AC Milan with Juventus when I played. And the other one, it was that. It's something, you know, it for a player or for a protagonist on the game to have the opponents recognizing, you know, the impact you made it on the game.
It's astonishing.
It's astonishing.
Because in Italy, football is war.
Yes.
And to chant the name of your enemy, if there's any country in the world, maybe apart from Argentina, where that can't happen, it's Italy. It tells something beautiful about
yes.
you. And that's why I started talking about romanticism. It breaks my heart that I have to make this the last question, probably not for you, because you have nicer things to do than this. If it isn't a crude comparison, can I say you are Phil Jackson and Lewandowski is Jordan? The idea about saying Robert, because I was at your game.
No,
in the
now,
Euro.
Now I'm coming a little bit because my first step with Robert is to make him understand and adjust the frequency he have in his mind regarding the way he think football and the way he act with his teammates in a national team, because the frequency don't was the same. I feel all the games I saw it before I arrive, I saw Robert really frustrated
yeah.
on the game
yeah.
And a guy like him, he could not be. He need to enjoy it.
Yes.
It's, and, you know, 10 years ago, Robert, he was completely different. For that, I predict a guy who works really hard to achieve what he achieved at the moment, winning continuous individual trophies and also collective. And I need to, you know, get the maximum from him. But the maximum from him, it's make him understand how we need to interact with the others. Completely different than his teammates in Bayern, because
the level.
Training.
Let's be on a yes. As a Polish coach, you can't say it so strongly, but at Bayern, you can pick and choose, and their mindset is like Juventus.
Frequency.
And
it's
win. They get the best, train the best.
The frequency. It's he need to learn, because it's much more complex also for him. It's he needs to learn about what type of decisions his teammates they do it, what time they need to have. To get these decisions, to adapt himself to this, not the others to him. It's to be the opposite. And when you ask me that question about Phil Jackson Jordan, it's something, this book, it get lots of impact on me. You know, have the opportunity, you know, to coach such player and such person like Robert Lewandowski, and try to straight away, my first contact with 3-4 hours together in the airport of Munich, you know, to know each other better, to understanding better, and how I can touch him slowly, you know, it's where I can regulate
yeah.
the frequency regarding the others, and how we can walk together to something where he can enjoy
yeah.
and then make the difference
perform.
And make the difference
yeah.
And it's and the two it's you are scoring in the national team finally every game
yeah.
It's assisting everyone, it's relating positively with most of his teammates
yes.
And that energy now around the national team is huge, or show us because we see all the players like believing in something really special.
Like following two leaders, following the coach, but also Robert now is one of us. We, because he understands us more, we can service him more. The unity of the play, the enjoyment of all of them, I think.
Yes, but I think me as a coach, I always, as a leader, I always involve players in leadership. Always. I think it's they need to make part of that.
Yes.
Understand?
Yes.
Then, because a team, it's like a micro society.
Hmm.
Different personalities, mm-hmm. okay? We need to have some rules where we can, walk together with these rules, with all the respect on that, and to get the maximum of each one for the common identity, where we can, achieve something really special. Because we cannot put someone apart we are not used to play so often when they have certain characteristics really important for this common identity. For that, if you make them part of the process also in this leadership, they, it's all this energy, all this...
They're investing
all the time.
We close with that one, because having done this, I expected to feel like this. And good luck to Poland. Maybe you play with them and maybe you take them far in Qatar. I don't know. But I'd like to see you working daily. I'd like to see you in a club now. Again, our sponsors, Bet365, asked, would you like to coach in England again?
Of course. I think the Premier, it's very challenged. With top players, top coaches, very demanding, because you have games after games. Very enthusiastic, all the atmosphere, it's really this, each protagonist, this is the environment where you want to live in a daily basis, every time, in every game.
Then just listen to the last hour and 10 minutes, clubs in the Premier League or Barcelona, and make a good decision. Paulo Sousa, it sounds pathetic what I'm going to say, but like you said about goosebumps, all my brain, or just the passion I feel about football, you put a match under it today, and that was pure joy. Maybe only 3-4 times in 111 interviews I've said, in several months, can we do this again, please, Paul? Can we do this again?
Yes, of course we will do it, because this is something I love it to do it.
Muito obrigado.
You're welcome.
Fantastic.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening to The Big Interview. It's produced by me, which sounds egotistical, but it's also true, Graham Hunter, and Back Page. Our music is by Beer Jacket, who else? Editing by Charlie McGarry. Thank you to our hosts at Acast and our loyal sponsors at Bet365. We're also supported by our socios. Find out how to become a socio, how to support us, at patreon.com/GrahamHunter. Here endeth the lesson.